Hello, I'm Esther McGinnis. I'm the Program Director of the NDSU Extension Master Gardener Program, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our Veggies for the Pantry program. So I'm from North Dakota, and I have to admit a lot of people don't necessarily think of North Dakota and food insecurity, but it is an issue for us. And one of the reasons they don't think about it is that we are a leader when it comes to agriculture. So agriculture is our number one industry, and nationally we are the top producers of spring wheat, durum wheat, sunflower, canolas, canola, flax, dry edible beans and peas, and we certainly produce a lot of barley, oats, lentils, sugar beets, and potatoes. In addition, everybody thinks that we're a wealthy state because we produce a whole lot of oil. So we have Bakken Shale overlaying the northwestern corner of our state. But with oil comes a lot of challenges. We've had boom and bust cycles. So oil has brought a lot of change to our state. We've had rapid urbanization. So we have been historically a state that has not had a whole lot of population. But all of a sudden, we've gone through rapid urbanization. And in addition, we're a very generous state. We accept the most refugees per capita. Now, with our bust in the oil cycle, we've had huge budget cuts to state agencies, and yet we have 1 in 10 people that rely upon food pantries. So we do have, you know, this disparity between wealth and people that rely upon food pantries in a time of budget cuts. So the Master Gardener Program supports the Fargo Emergency Food Pantry. So Fargo is our largest city with over 120,000, but in reality we have over 200,000 within the metro area. And the food pantry serves over 5,600 unique households and close to 18,000 individuals and distributes 1.5 million pounds of food. As with a lot of food pantries, they receive generous donations, but they're donations of a certain type. So they get a lot of canned goods, a lot of boxed goods. So what's missing? Fresh fruits and vegetables. So that's what's missing, and that's what's particularly prized at food pantries, particularly those that have refrigeration. So we had a master gardener that noticed something. Now, within our state, you know, we've got a lot of farmers that retired, and they have some incredibly productive home gardens as a result. So all these farmers that retired, you know, they moved to the city, and they have these home gardens that are producing huge amounts of cucumbers. And I tell you, there's that urban myth about people that will break into cars and deposit zucchinis in the back seat. That's not a myth in North Dakota. That happens. And then, of course, they're producing lots of apples, so they're really tired of applesauce. So on one hand, we have all this plenty, and at the same time, we have food pantries that need fresh fruits and vegetables. So we had a master gardener that came up with a unique idea. Now, as a program, we have been producing a lot of fruits and vegetables and donating to food pantries. But her idea was a little bit different. Let's collect from the community at large, from all those wonderful home gardeners that are producing excess fruits and vegetables. And why don't we collect from them? So in 2016, we started Veggies for the Pantry. Started off with 7 locations across the metro where we would collect produce from home gardeners on Monday nights. The master gardeners would staff the collection points and then take the vegetables to the pantry the following morning. So this was the idea of Master Gardener Joanne Faust. She became a Master Gardener in 2016, and she's in her mid-80s. She's not going to be doing a Master Gardener project where she's producing vegetables, and she has back issues to boot. But she wanted to make a difference, and Veggies for the Pantry was her idea. So in 2016, started off with 7 collection sites and produced over 2,000 pounds of food. Not bad for a project that just started in August, and really with our early frost, that kind of limited how much we could collect. But then in 2017, we became more organized. You know, we had planning meetings in the spring, we recruited more master gardeners, and we solicited corporate donations. We got enough to purchase these fantastic signs that would help attract attention at our produce collection sites. We used a lot of media. We gave newspaper interviews, TV interviews, we maximized social media, but probably our single most effective form of media was advertising through churches. And then we also posted a lot of flyers in people's workplaces. In 2017, we had 11 collection sites going across four communities in the Fargo-Moorhead metro area, and we collected 6,000 pounds of food through those 11 collection sites. So 6,000 pounds of produce that probably would have gone to waste. So between 2016 and 2017, we were able to donate and deliver close to 24,000 servings of fruits and vegetables to the food pantry. So how are we following this up for 2018? We're doing so by gleaning, so that we're adding on to our project. So we currently have master gardeners that are growing food. We've got them collecting from the public. And now we've got a new gleaning initiative. So master gardeners are gleaning from our NDSU fruit researchers. So we have all this fruit that's going to waste because it can't be picked fast enough. So we're picking raspberries from the fruit project and delivering them to the pantry. Now in the future, we do intend to try and clean and freeze the raspberries so they will stay, they'll be preserved for a longer period of time. But we haven't worked out all the issues with that. We're also working with the Cass County Public Health Department, and they specifically have a new gleaning director. So for a year and a half, we will have somebody that can actually coordinate our volunteers as they go and glean from commercial producers that are in the area. But of course, this brings new challenges. We're having to work through issues such as food safety because we'll have volunteers actually handling produce, and we're going to have to be considering hand washing stations. So this is why we do it. Now, it is a lot of work, but there's so much reward. So this is a quote from the executive director of the Emergency Food Pantry. She said, "Our clients' faces light up when they realize not only that they will receive fresh produce, but someone in the community thought about people needing help and decided to grow vegetables. Fresh fruits and vegetables donated through the Master Gardeners have brought many tears of joy." And this is certainly the case. She told me a story of an individual. They gave this individual a pint of raspberries, and she burst into tears because it had been a decade since she had had fresh berries. So that puts it into perspective, you know, the type of work that we do and what we can do to help eliminate food insecurity in our states and communities. All right, so I have stayed on time, and I have time for questions. Yes. So the question is liability. The question is food safety concerns, because we don't know how the donors have handled the fruits and vegetables. And I have to admit that is a little bit of a concern, but our master gardeners do try and educate the public that is donating it to use to be very clean in how they do this. But I have to admit we cannot regulate how the home vegetable gardener is doing this. Now we do rely upon our Good Samaritan law to protect us, considering that these are volunteers. So we've been told that we're okay from at least our state perspective. But yes, it is a little bit of a concern. But at the same time, we're acting as the middleman. People at any time can go and deliver produce directly to the food pantry, and they will accept it. we're just trying to enhance that. We're getting the word out and we're acting as collection points after hours. We collect in the evenings when a lot of the working public would not be able to go to a food pantry and drop it off.